A nation of slaves, miraculously set free, triumphantly marching through the walls of the sea, counting the days so anxiously. At the foot of the mountain they stood fearfully. They knew and they felt that be the world's destiny. They were to hear the message of eternity. The thunder and lightning stilled suddenly, and from the depths of existence they heard Anochi. They felt their souls leaving like a bird set free, flying towards the light that only a neshama can see. There's no, every heat felt, there's nowhere in the world I would rather be. There's nowhere in the world I would rather be. And since that day will forever be a lovesick nation that pines so longingly, there is no cure that can heal me. Everyone together. And since that day forever will be a lovesick nation that pines so longingly, there is no cure that can heal me. The great Rabbi Aryeh Leib, the Sefik Tzoyis HaChoyishen, to Klal Yisrael he gave. He was just a young man, and he brought his manuscript to the great Yeshua Yankiv, to ask him if a Haskoma he would give. Yeshua's Yankim didn't know who he was. He said, "Junge man, overnight here in town you should stay. Tonight I'll take a look at your chidushim. I'll see if you have anything good to say." The Ktzoyis went to sleep that night. His heart was filled with fear and with hope that the Yeshua's Yankim would be satisfied by what he wrote. The next day he heard music playing in the street. He looked out the window in total disbelief. A magnificent chuppah, the whole town was dancing toward him with his flowers. Oh, 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 oh. Yeshua's Yankiv leading the procession, wearing his big day shabbat. promise, tears flowing down his face, dancing a holy dance, a hobble, and holding the Xaviat of the Xois in his hands. And since that day will forever be a love singing nation, pining so longingly. Lighting a match, that would be the end of you. Reb Aaron Tavrege was sitting and learning. He forgot to extinguish the candle that was burning. They burst into his room and they dragged him away. Was signaling the enemy the heavy price you must pay. They stood him up against the wall, preparing him to be shot. And the officer asked, "Rabbi, perhaps a final request you've got?" He said, "Please could I ask you to give me another 15 minutes to live. I almost have shot in the Rambam. That is so shed. It's almost clear. I think I have a new death. If you just grant me this wish, and I promise you then, I'll gladly give you my love, I'll kiddush Hashem." And since that day, forever we will be a love-singing nation that pines so longingly. There is no cure that can ever cure me.
Cannot forget that day more than 3,000 years ago.
from Gaulus to Gaulus. We carried the Torah through fire. Nothing could ever calm our burning desire. Frail, bent, old men, or children with their eyes shining with delight. In the brightest day and in the darkest night, we felt our neshamas flying like a bird set free, flying towards a light that only a neshama can see. There's nowhere else in the world that I would rather be. Oh, I love you.